Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Technology Talk Line, or if this is your first time, welcome. We're your hostesses,
Nicole,
Abby,
and Giada. Today, we'll be overviewing the controversial topic of technology. Good, bad, ugly? Today's topic was inspired by the sublime story written by Ray Bradbury in 1953, Fahrenheit 451. The story takes on the scene of a society using technology in only the most cynical of ways. People brainwashed and numb to the world, forgetting the meaning of humanity. Bradbury explains through his writing that technology hurts us, and it will only continue to hurt us, getting worse and worse the more we use it and come in contact with it. While us here on Technology Talk Line agree that technology can be misused and abused, we do believe that it has a very positive effect on our society, and the intentions of it were always good.
One of our main points on how technology has a positive effect on society is medicine. According to healthinformatics.edu, there are specific software programs that have been able to classify illnesses and their causes and symptoms into a giant database that has over 14,000 individual codes that help control diseases and provide better healthcare outcomes. Also, according to Arizona College, by 2013, over 80% of hospitals have implemented the use of electronic health records. Now, these records can instantly access years worth of patients' medical history, which can help them know their previous health conditions, treatments, and outcomes so they can treat them better. In addition to that, using mHealth, there are mobile health medical devices that are wireless and mobile. This means that doctors and physicians can follow up on patients wherever they are. They can always monitor their health conditions, even when they're at home or throughout the day and night, if it's required.
So another main point of how technology benefits our society is the convenience of it. Technology's definition is the application of scientific knowledge for practical purposes. And in today's age and era, it's very required to have technology be a part of our everyday lives, as it's all around us and it impacts us every day. And most technologies, if not all, have good intentions. And with it, you have amazing resources that are created through innovations through technology. And so according to tech.co, technology has increasingly impacted home entertainment, and it's for the better. And with Fahrenheit 451, they have their parlor walls, and the parlor walls aren't usually seen as a good thing, but it's not like we take it to such an extreme level, because technology in our house is like, you have like Netflix and like
TV shows. Yeah, we only have one TV.
Yeah, we don't have like three walls covered in TVs, unless you're like crazy rich, but another story. And instead of like living in the moment and having to remember things through memory, we have things like cameras and phones that can record video footage of things that happen during our life. And it's just easier to save those ideas and memories that we've had.
Yeah, like this podcast.
Exactly. And with that, things are easier for us to take care of, like with our homes. Technology has modified to make it easier and safer and like home security and organized, and we have like automatic door locks, security cameras. So access to educational books, images, and videos are also something that the internet and technology provides for us, empowering yourself with knowledge and online courses, those being free. And it's just the ability to learn from any place in the world with technology, so it's not always a bad thing, as it is in Fahrenheit 451, where they have classrooms set up specifically just to watch TV. That's different. And classrooms nowadays, we use technology for better hands-on modern learning experiences, like iPads, Chromebooks, and clickers to like put in answers and grade it faster.
Our last key point was how technology helps in communication. According to TechWalla.com's article, technology is a key factor in our society's ability to function and communicate within itself. Cell phones, social networking, email, and faxes are a few examples of electronic communication devices. These devices have helped to make communication more accessible and convenient. Also, according to theuseoftechnology.com, technology has become a necessity to life today. Every business uses technology in its own way to reach the media and their targeted customers. People can create new relationships and also discover old friends. With technology, parents can communicate and keep track of their children more easily. Because of all the reasons mentioned, communication, convenience, and medicine, we believe technology is a positive thing when used in a good way. Technology can be bad, but it's up to you to use it correctly and make the most of your life.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really just about how you use it. I think it has a positive effect if you just don't use too much of it or act psycho like the people in Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah, and you gotta think about the time period because, like, Ray Bradbury hadn't thought of the things up until now. I don't think he realized that it could get so advanced in a helpful manner. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
This is the Technology Talk Line signing out.